All right. Well, welcome everybody, and let's have the October 17, 2019 Stormwater Utility Commission meeting. Let's have a roll call.
Chair DeSantis?
Here.
Vice Chair Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Hawkinson?
Here.
Commissioner Kufari?
Present.
Commissioner Stinnett?
Here.
Gabby, there.
Let the record show we have a quorum. Council liaison Jones Ivy has to be excused this evening.
Call to the audience.
Thank you for doing what you do.
You're welcome. Okay, so nothing there today. Council liaison comments, since she's not here, we'll skip past that. The regular session agenda, item one, review and approval of the September 19th meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman, unless anyone has any objections, I move to approve these minutes.
Ms. Quick, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Hawkinson. And so it passed unanimously. It has been accepted. Item two, discussion of stormwater meetings and events.
Mr. Chairman, good afternoon, everyone. You have in your packet or the information you were able to download from the town's website a list of the meetings and events for the immediate past and the next couple of months. Of note, I will point out that on September 25th, which was just a couple of days after our last meeting, we submitted our annual report for our MS4 program. And I'm happy to announce that on September 30th, the day we were, as the deadline, we received an email acknowledging receipt as well as their favorable review. Mm-hmm. They said it had, was satisfactory. You know, like this, they'll give you satisfactory, unsatisfactory. So we fit the proper category. But anyway, I'd like to thank our staff for their hard effort. Mr. Hawkins, and you also had a couple of suggestions that we implemented, so thank you for your time on that as well. I will also point out we have a national night out on October 18th. That's tomorrow, and that's one of our outreach endeavors. I think it's going to be at the Steam Pump? Target parking lot. And we hope to have a big turnout on that. We're looking forward to it. And then, of course, we have our regular mix of October, mm-hmm. November flood control district meetings and stormwater utility commission meetings coming up. So that's all I have to report for this month's activities.
Okay. Item three, discussion of stormwater management programs, best management practices, first quarter update.
Mr. Chairman, commissioners, prepared a brief report. It's similar to the ones that we've received in the past, and it identifies the minimum control measures that we have agreed in our stormwater management program to implement. And these are a range from public education and outreach, illicit discharge detection elimination programs, post-construction runoff controls, and pollution control or good housekeeping in municipal operation centers. So we have identified those control measures, and we keep track of them. There are 33 subcategories of that six, and you've all received an Excel spreadsheet, if you will, that shows that we are up to date for the first quarter. It identifies the items that are ongoing or continuous. I'm sorry, ongoing and continuous or done once. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Others, it's one of those, but we're up to date. And
okay.
And tomorrow's outreach program will show up when the next time we have a summary.
That'll be in the second quarter's activity.
That is correct.
All right. Outstanding. Any questions? No? Okay. Discussion of Stormwater Utility, the fiscal year financial update through August.
So in your packet, you have the year-to-date financial report from Wendy Gomez. We're going to be going into the next agenda item, which we can get into more details, but these are the numbers as presented to council for the August 2009 summary.
I like this report, attachment D, because it's simple and straightforward. It means you don't have to do extra work. And that's, even though you print them out in the big print version, which is great. We can see how PDFs are easy to blow up. But I like the fact that you don't have to do extra work for us. And I think this, my personal view on this commission is that we really don't have to spend a lot of time on finances unless there's an anomaly. Unless there's something in the way of looking for a change in the rates or something along those lines. For the most part, being here now 3 years, this hums along. And so this isn't something that I'd want people to, personally, I wouldn't want people to spend a lot of time preparing for, unless there was something different. So having something like this, a nice quick summary, standardized format, is great for me.
Mr. Chair, a comment. I support that, especially since with the town's accounting 3 months in arrears, it's kind of past news.
It's not actionable directly. It's difficult to make it actionable.
And
I've tried to understand the accounting, having spent a career in private. I know enough to. Let's just look for the anomalies. So I think the next one is an item 5, discussion of annual storm utility rate analysis and approval of no rate adjustment scenario recommendation to mayor and council.
So now it is that time of year. Councilmember DeSantis and council members, that we talk about our annual rate review. We've done this, I think, every year for the past several years. We go through it. And we're going to do it again. Stormwater Utility was established in 2004. We know that. We have certain requirements from both EPA and ADEQ set forth by them to adhere to. Our current rate as of 2016 is $4.50 per ERU, equivalent residential unit. Well, I'm not used to having a little thing. Why are we here? Well, because Paul brought to my attention, and this water utility does this every single time, is that not only are we required to come forward to you guys to review this rate, but we have to present this to council and actually by resolution adopt a monthly base rate. I did ask, I'm hoping that if you agree and adopt this, that we can do this and the resolution can sort of be written and embedded in the budgeting process that says, and we're not going to change the base. I don't know whether we need to do it separately, which sort of to me is, I've never in my 30 plus years gone to a council to say, leave the rate alone. So we will figure out how to do that one and get an approval and a resolution. So
when is this going to council?
That depends on the direction I receive from Paul and the group. If it has to be a separate resolution, if we have to move forward separate from the budget, then we will do so immediately. We'll come up with a mayor and council memorandum, we'll put it on the consent agreement, and there's no need to delay. However, if it's embodied with the budget, then it will follow the budget cycle. And I would love to do that, and my rationale would be that if we were asking for a rate increase, we'd want to mimic the budget cycle. We're going to go why, we're going to say when, we're going to present our five-year capital, and we're going to do it with the budget. So I would think that even though we're not going to do a rate increase this time, we would still follow that same pattern and that same time line. Makes no, to bring it up, any in accordance with anything but the budget. So my recommendation to Paul, would be just move it with a budget. And but Amy, this is what you would present. This is the PowerPoint that you would present to the commission, if or the council.
If it's a base rate, there's no change. I would actually make it a simple council communication, similar to the one you have. I wouldn't even do a rate presentation. It'd be very hard to make a presentation saying we're just sending
just
you. Yeah,
just by way of informing them of what the status quo is.
Thanks to our aggressive cost containment practices, we do not need additional funds.
Yeah. Oh, we're actually several things.
It's positioning.
Yeah, it's positioning. So I put some of the assumptions that are in your five-year projection here that I've used. So that because I always present this to Wendy Gomez. She's our budget analyst. If you guys have ever gone through any of the budget presentations, she is. I love working with Wendy. I think our minds work the same. She's a great budget analyst, and she does wonders with our budget. There's a growth projection in here.
Now, the 3% is standard for the whole town.
Yeah. Okay. Matter of fact, I had a higher one, and she adjusted it.
Well, you'd have to have everyone else use the same
rate. One of the things we did add that I forgot and would have to be approved by Mayor and Council if we go through the budget. I've had staff that have not given me a job description yet. Request that we don't think we need additional staff at this point. But we would like some assistance at the U of A college level for an intern. And we think the stormwater would present itself in the optimum place to get some paid interns to help us with some of the data, some of the GIS formats and all that. And we're going to work with they've got intern programs there. And we think it's a great opportunity, and we'd love to bring them on board.
So 4.48, that's about 1,000 hours?
Yep. 19 hours, maybe less, because of course it will be a student.
And you could have four different interns for 250 hours.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Absolutely.
And this would come from the engineering school, or where? What would be your target?
Mr. Chairman, it would either come from the engineering college or the GIS department. So either one, and they would be, paid. Minimal amount, but still something that would be attractive for an undergraduate or a graduate student.
Goes on a resume. Yeah.
I would, Chairman, I would, personal point of privilege, I began my county career as an engineering aide right out of the university, and it's obviously led me very well in what I've done, so I appreciate you guys reaching out to the university and providing those opportunities for them.
There's also, assuming in the year fiscal year 2022, the use of our cash reserve fund for the first time to purchase our sweeper instead of using our operating fund. That's why in your little chart you go from 308 in our vehicle cash balance to 77, because by that time we'll have nearly $300,000 in our vehicle cash reserve. So I have said, well, it's time to start tapping into that. We got the sweeper, that's going to come out, let's use that fund. It also right now assumes $50,000 worth of annual operating costs. And what we found is we're spending about $50,000, even with all the Pima County funding we're receiving and aid in culvert cleaning and those little wonderful things that they don't want to do. And we're getting more culverts. And I know that the engineers all tell me that they're supposed to be self-cleaning, but there's those times that they don't. So
the ones that are very short.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have much room. You have to use specialized equipment. And
vacuums. They get pricey.
Hand shovels sometimes.
Yeah.
And then the capital improvement projects, we're working on finalizing our CIP. What we have found with stormwater is if we state and we want to be a little bit not 100% saying exactly which project it is, because we'll be focusing in on one project, and then storm monsoon comes, and we find that there's another project that will take precedence from a safety standpoint. So what we did was we budgeted about $250,000 to $300,000 a year CIP. We know where we're going with that. Matter of fact, a couple projects, we still want to do some evaluations of Mudders.
Sierra
is still on there, but we want to leave them open in case something else of significant safety comes up, a road like Lambert's about to be undermined. We do have the program. We just didn't outline it here as an exact because people get really tied into if we're saying we're doing this and then we find a bigger issue, it takes a lot of movements to make that happen.
Yeah, I think the practice of just doing it, you know, 6 months in advance or so is probably the most reasonable targeting you can do when you're at the mercy of environmental issues.
And we like evaluating this time every year. So after, and we're just starting the budget, we didn't have much of a monsoon this year, so we don't have much to report.
Did we have any?
But it could have been a very horrible monsoon, and then we could have found a different issue.
We could have a wet moon.
We
can still have one, so yeah.
So some of the updates, just to reiterate, we have to have a cash reserve of 15%, and I did get actual clarification from legal that is actually a 15% cash balance reserve. I cannot include the vehicle reserves in that because I was hoping that it's 15% total so that we can start reducing, because I know sometimes you often ask why is our balance so big. But unfortunately, he says the way it reads, they have to be separate. I have to have my cash balance at 15%, mm-hmm. and I cannot include that's why you have a total reserve and a cash balance reserve on your spreadsheet.
Literally a rainy day fund.
Literally a rainy day fund that $500,000 could help us actually get out of someday. It can't help us rebuild the bridge, but it can help us clear out a wash.
But the fact that it's very close to the same amount every year just means you're spending what you need to spend, and you're just rolling over the balance.
Yes.
So
yes. I've given them a target told them to find the projects.
Mr. Chairman, question, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that, looking over 5 years, that you would like to have in there that would increase the capability? Okay, too. This is basically a manage the railroad the way it runs, and they manage it very well. In all my businesses, we try to look ahead and see, is there something that takes us to a new level or anticipates other things coming up that you would see?
Commissioner Stinnett, that's a good question. Looking in the future and where we're at, there's a couple areas. Just mentioned Sierra Wash that we believe will probably be a million and a half dollar project. The unknown here is our relationship with Pima County Flood Control District is very strong, and we do anticipate that we will continue to get support from them. We got the $220,000 grant.
Mm-hmm.
They came back and gave us the local match. I mean, that was, wow, we were, it's just a great partnership. If that continues, I think our funding level is really, really strong. I think as long as we can maintain our washes, we've got the SWIPs on good cyclical inspections, we've got our assets on good inspections. The only thing that could throw us, if there's something out there we, for some reason at this point, still haven't found. I think our staffing level is really good. I think we've got some excellent people.
Let me try to ask the question a different way. Is there any piece of technology or new thinking that's out there? Because I remember in the past I've talked about people go to conferences, they go to different kind of stormwater meetings, national meetings, where they talk about new ideas, new breakthrough thoughts. And I have no idea what they would be, but is there something out there, some holy grail that people are saying, wow, this is the next big thing? Or are they just saying, no, here's just an easier way to clean a culvert?
Two points, if I may, to answer your first, your second question. And that is there technology or software? You know, we're actively maintaining our capability in the GIS domain with the ESRI products. We're hoping to send Scott Bennett to a conference, not this year. I think it's in Texas or San Antonio in 2020. So we're maintaining our high level of expertise in the software packages, and they're always evolving and making better use of those technologies. So we want to be on the cutting edge and within our department itself. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that. But Mr. Stinnett, you had asked a question about some of our other other needs. Well, I presented our needs to you about a year ago and asked for your support in moving forward our design criteria manual. And we're actively working on that. We asked for your support for the design criteria manual, as well as the update to our townwide drainage master plan. So we're actively working on the first, and we're now through chapter three. We're working on chapter four, which will be open channel hydraulics, and then we're going to skip to chapter 12, which is sediment transport and how you get culverts clean, for example. But and we'll come back in the coming months and give you an update on the development of that. And then back to the townwide drainage study, that's something we would like to see funded, and that will probably be $500,000. Mm-hmm. And we'll have to look at that probably in 22, 23, in that frame.
Then that is something we should consider, because wouldn't we have a strategic planning meeting, not this fall, but next fall, so that we can position things just as we did last year.
Yes.
For the 2-year plan? Because that may be something, if we could put a tickler out there for next, you know, next September, October, to actually pick a time to have a, you know, an executive session to go through the same process we did last year. Mm-hmm. Of identifying the key things, because if we can focus on one or two things, we're very likely to, yeah, we have a much better chance of getting them.
Chair DeSantis, I agree with you 190, 500%. Had you guys not gone through that process and recommended and gone forward with the drainage criteria manual, I do not think that would have gotten in the strategic plan. It would not have been brought forward. And people would be aware that it was actually a need, because we'd already, you guys are the ones we talk to. You understand our needs. Mm-hmm. It's harder to explain that to people in a short time frame.
Or in a PowerPoint.
Or in a PowerPoint. Yeah. You need time. You need understanding. You need to go out there and visit the sites. You guys had us on, so I agree with you all. Yeah. Yes, very dearly.
So let's see if we can remember to do that next fall, and we'll set up a meeting to do that so we can get it in, you know, next November, so it'll be part of the 2-year plan to address that. Because okay, if you're looking at 2022, then that's the time to do it, is next fall.
So discussion and recommendations. It appears to me the fee sufficient to meet the current needs of the utility. Yeah. Our relationship is strong with Pima County. We're recommending no change in the fee. We're able to do projects such as this that are wonderful for the first time in our life. This is my little chart, just to show the peak here is 1920. It shows that there's a $2 million Catalina Ridge budget in their capacity.
It's not real. Not real money.
Yeah.
What about Highlands? Wouldn't that show up next year?
Highlands, if we're successful, will show it up. One of the things I have had discussions with Wendy Gomez is we may not make it part of the budget unless it actually is awarded. Because this is not awarded. So she said, so this is what happens on your charts.
Yeah.
What we may end up doing is not budgeting the capacity until mm-hmm. it's awarded mm-hmm. and then do it. And if it's awarded after the budget cycle, then we'll just go back to Mayor Council, give them a new presentation, and amend the budget.
Because mm-hmm. otherwise you'd have to do both. You'd have to have Catalina Ridge and Highlands, and then...
And then you're having a $5 million blimp in the system, and that just doesn't make sense to us. So it totally
it does
real.
Distort things.
Yeah.
And this is because we've perhaps learned or realized that we have 3 years to spend the grant money. So the first year would be finishing the design, getting our budget house in order, and the second year would be, you know, moving utilities if that has to happen, and the third year would be construction. So we'd have enough time to spend the money without having to have a front-loaded capacity.
Although I'd have to believe that the people who live in these locations would love to have you do it quicker than 3 years, mm-hmm. as opposed to just mm-hmm. dragging it out. I realize there's what you can do and then what people would like you to do.
Right.
Okay.
Question.
Go ahead,
Chairman. Sorry. Amy, when the last rate increase was 2016 or something?
Yes.
Was that met with opposition by mayor and council at that point? I mean, obviously they would accept a no change, but if we were to have to present to them, would you feel that they would be prepared to accept that and here's X, Y, and Z?
In
hypothetically speaking.
My many years of doing rate changes, that was actually one of the smoothest rate change I think I've ever experienced. We had spent almost 18 to 24 months with the commission beforehand. That was me just coming on board in this position. Mike Todden had just gotten to this position. So it was almost a real interesting situation where we were all learning together. Mm-hmm. What was the current funding? What were we paying for? What should we be paying for? What was our vision to pay for? We had several scenarios go through. By the time I think we got to council, we were pretty well set, versed, and there may have been one comment, and it was a hard sell because what we were trying to sell was the need for staff, the mm-hmm. need for John, Justin, Scott, literally. Mm-hmm. And asking for staff is probably one of the hardest things in budget, and yet I will stick with that. It's worked quite well. We've gotten more than our money worth out of that. Yeah, so, but it was, so from that perspective where you're trying to get more bodies on board, it was tough. But it passed. I think it passed 6-1 or 7-0. And it was one of the easiest rate increases I've ever gone through.
Excellent.
And I would like to suggest in the future that we talked about this a few months ago, invite everyone on council to the tour. And not just our liaison, like an April tour. Give everyone the opportunity to see the work that you do, because that keeps it fresh in their mind. So it's not just on a PowerPoint. You know, they see it on the road, and they see the work that you do, because anything you can do to market yourself is an advantage. Mr. Hawkinson.
Over the last few years, what's the tendencies in other small communities in terms of getting the work done? Is there a tendency to move towards the Stormwater Utility Commissions or fund the staff out of other parts of the program? Do you get a feel for that? I know there for a while and after about 2010, there was some question in some communities about support for stormwater utilities, and a few of them actually went by the wayside. Are they more popular now? And if so, what type of fees do you see to support the work done?
Mr. Hawkins, of the ones that I can just think off the top of my head, including the city of Tucson, where they've embedded their fee is in their environmental services fee. So they've increased that to deal with their stormwater, but they're all having the challenge of how to fund these mandates. So we have the mandates, no money associated with them. I do know the city of Tucson, I want to say last year and the year before, embedded it in their environmental services. I don't know of another utility that one has been formed in the state, but I'd have to go back.
I may be recalling incorrectly, but I believe Pinal County is looking into it, as well as the city of Tucson. So it's likely that they're moving forward or moving in that direction, whether or not they will be able to bring it to fruition like we were, fortunately.
To break it out in a separate.
Yeah, break it out. But I believe there are other communities that are actively working to.
So I presented, again, this is with my assumption to move forward with the tentative budget. The presentation tonight, I put the utility field trip in March. This time let's program it early and not in the heat. And but I like the idea of inviting all the council members with us.
We'll need a bigger bus.
We'll need a bigger bus. And then, so the rate for the council communication would be developed sometime in April. And I would assume
If it's part of the tentative budget, it will just be included in that resolution. If it has to go separately, it will be a separate resolution.
Would it be helpful if we were to pass a resolution supporting the no rate increase?
I think I have actually on the...
There is a suggested motion.
A suggested motion.
Yes. Well, would...
Chairman, will you make the motion or shall...
I'll let someone else make the motion.
Well, I move to approve staff's recommendation for status quo.
Second.
We have, okay, motion and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We have given you our support. The next item is discussion and approval of calendar year 2020 Stormwater Utility Commission regular session meetings schedule. That is a mouthful.
Either I or Jessica can take this. Commissioner said this was a fun thing to start delving into.
It was a shocker.
Justin and I had written this once before going through. I think the recommendation was to look at doing it alternatively. And so we had a schedule, we had a write-up. It got to legal. They said, can't do that. However, what we can do is the schedule. Because of the way it's worded in the document that says regular session meetings are scheduled to occur on the third Thursday of the month at 4 p.m., they read that as the town code as every month.
Mm-hmm.
I was fighting on that interpretation and I lost.
And Amy, if I can quickly interrupt, mm-hmm. Town Code Section 364 is more specific. It says all committees shall meet monthly.
Okay.
It's not the third Thursday of the month. It is very specific. It's Town Code Section 364.
So what the suggestion came from Mike Standish, the town clerk, and even legal is you have the power in your purview to, at this time and during all the agenda item number,
mm-hmm.
future agenda, mm-hmm. to decide when you want to hold your, you can choose to, you know,
but it's not like we can do it one month in advance or for the whole year, or because the way I hear it, it sounds like we can make a special agreement not to hold it in a particular month. Like we typically don't hold it in August and December,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because we kind of mirror what happens at the county. You know, it's because that's typically how we've done it in the past. I'll give you my impression. My perception is I would not want to change what we do. And the reason for my thinking that way is it again goes back to the principle that it's not just for us, it's also for the people of the town. And that anytime you have the opportunity, because people have the opportunity to listen to these conferences, to listen to these and review the documents, that is to the benefit of the town. And we can try to make them shorter, we can try to change some of the things, but having them in this manner monthly makes the most sense because we're here to serve the town and not just ourselves. That's my two cents.
Chairman, I'd like to add that if it was codified in this is fairly explicit language, I don't know how much leeway we would have to change it without running afoul of the intent.
Mr. Stanton.
It was my agenda item.
Yes.
And the agenda item was to discuss it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is my fourth year serving on a board of commission. I was 3 years on the Parks and Rec and two as the chairman. And we changed the meeting schedule. We changed it from quarterly to bi-monthly because the commission wasn't doing enough or the craft wasn't doing enough. And with that, we formed committees and did the first proposal for Naranja Park for the soccer fields and the dog park, and gave the town an actionable document that they could decide on. We did that because at that time, the Parks and Rec Department had about five or six people total. In this situation, we have five staff workers, and we have five commissioners checking on their progress every month. I think it's excessive. Over the summer, I heard comments that it takes 20% of their time. Okay, and if you look at what they produce, I've never seen as much dedication and production both inside and outside of government. So my feeling is the first thing we ought to discuss is what's the correct frequency for us to oversee this group? Okay, what it basically said is topics discussed at the member meetings are informational and related to ongoing projects and administrative reports. Okay, we're not making decisions like planning and zoning. Okay, they study these projects extensively, they get presentations, and they conclude with a recommendation almost every month to the council that they then take in consideration on what they decide. If you look at our meeting schedule of items, basically the same items repeat month after month after month. And the reason is they're long-term items. Okay, FEMA requests, the wash, the repairs up at the El Conquistador. And my view is we wouldn't be any worse off if we got that update every other month than every month. Okay? I think it would allow the staff more time to work on what's important to them. And I think if I've ever seen a group that needed less overcheck and a short lease, it's this group. Okay? And so that's my position. And what I'd like to hear is other, you know, commissioners. And the real question is, how often do we need to have these meetings and the administrative burden? And Joe, you're in this sort of field. What's your sense of this group?
Yeah, I think so Mike Todman has recently retired, leaving 4-5 staff within the department. And I think those resources could be utilized department-specific. With Justin and John, and not to put Scott or Jane or anyone out, but Justin and John are nationally known as top engineers. We're very, very lucky to have them work in the town. We should be utilizing that resource for stormwater control. I think if the issue comes down to town code, I think we could keep a meeting schedule and then just effectively say, well, we have nothing really to report for the next month. Let's cancel the next month's meeting. We don't need to determine a schedule today, but I think that month-by-month basis.
So make the meetings agenda-driven. So if we don't have things to discuss the following month, there's no
then
agenda,
then
we can just sort of postpone.
Which is what we have done with the Flood Control Advisory Committee as well.
Yeah. I have a question on the town code. Do we ever change the town code?
It is an option. It is an option. I don't think we've done so with the commissions.
Does the town change the town code? And next year, will they change the town code? Update it?
I think that's a very rare occurrence. I think it's...
We hadn't changed our town code, for instance, for stormwater in 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So it sounds like the likelihood is low.
Now, the stormwater code could change at any time, but I think you have a higher up. I mean, you got to talk to the clerk of the board. It's a whole different department aspect.
Well, specifically for
specifically for that, yeah.
Mr. Hawkinson.
Well, from the history point of view here, I agree with what we're discussing and the fact that maybe we don't need the meetings as frequent as we've got them. I think the reason that they got set up that way goes back to the inception of the group when the town, you know, was kind of feeling its way as to what they were going to have to do with the stormwater program, the small MS4 type activities. The town utilized the group and members of the group to put together the planning, the basis for the MS4 program. A lot of the operating documents came out of the group, got reviewed, you know, by town staff and legal departments, and So at the beginning, early 2000s, there was a need for monthly meetings, and we had a lot of working groups. But with the staff that they have now and the way things have evolved, you know, I agree with what you're saying.
Okay, thank you. So for the first question is, my recommendation is that we plan on, other than the scheduling things we have to do, is 6 meetings a year, which was more than adequate. And the meeting should be tied into where we have the MP4, we have, like, in October, the 5-year plan, and those things. Okay? Can I propose a motion on that?
You can propose a motion.
Okay. I would propose that as a baseline, we expect to have no more than 6 meetings a year.
That puts us directly at odds with the town code.
Yes. Well, let's decide what we think's right, and then let's decide how we comply with the town code.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, I see. So you look at a target. Okay.
Okay. So I'll repeat the motion. I would make the motion that the commission target for 6 meetings every year to review the progress of stormwater utility projects and submission of FEMA requests, the 5-year plan, and the only thing that's required is that we weigh in on any recommendations for increase in the stormwater utility thing.
Chairman, a question. So what about work sessions, executive sessions?
We can schedule those. Those are scheduled ad hoc.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, can I get a second?
Will anyone second the motion?
Commissioner,
if
Chair,
not, then
I think Amy wants to.
I can add to that. So what Commissioner Stinnett is suggesting, according to legal, is that's what you choose to do here and have it in a public forum and adjust your schedule. You guys have the purview to do that. You can always come back and re-add or modify your schedules. But as long as you presented a monthly schedule, if at this group in a public, that's how they did it at Pratt, they've done it in several other commissions. We have to propose a monthly schedule. But if you, for rationale, choose to go to bi-monthly schedule, you are more than welcome to.
So then,
I don't understand. So
the yes or no question, I think, is if we go to 6 meetings a year, does that violate legal town code? Anything along those lines.
My understanding from Joe Andrews is it's, in fact, what you're doing here is sort of canceling every other meeting,
right,
which you have the power to do.
Yes.
You're doing it in the public arena. It's been agendized, and you're free to do so.
So then I think the second question is, are we okay with 6 meetings a year?
Well, that's his.
Okay, so I will second that motion.
Okay.
So discussion's closed on this?
No, if you want more discussion, I'll let you keep going.
I do appreciate Commissioner Stinnett's experience with other boards and commissions and the frequency. And it's true that it makes sense. This is the least amount of oversight potentially is this commission and the stormwater utility. And I'm fine with the proposed number of meetings as long as I'm a rule follower, and as long as it doesn't, flag us to legal or, if it's not an issue, I can support that.
All right, so we have a motion and we have a second. So all in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. No. So it passes 4-1.
I would suggest, just so for clarity and direction.
Now, this is a target.
That it's a target.
It's a target.
And if it's a target to meet every other month, if we could quickly go through this so that we understand which months. I mean, if we're starting with January and just working our way down.
Yep.
Just so that we understand, and it's on public record, that we're going to be meeting January 16th, March 19th, May 21st, July 16th, September 17th, and November 19th.
That would be the target.
Those would be the target dates.
Those would be the target dates, subject to change if something else comes up.
Yeah, you always have the opportunity to call, let's say, an unscheduled meeting or emergency meeting. We did that in Parks and Rec when they presented us with the purchase of Conquistador.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Sennett, in terms of administrative burden on staff, if these regular meetings are 20%, I'm just concerned that if we have to start calling unscheduled meetings, that really becomes burdensome. But maybe not.
Well, it may be. If it's exceptional, it shouldn't. It'll still be a net less work if it's exceptional.
In theory, those documents are prepared because it's something that's already been worked on. It's just coming up with the item summary.
And if we did have to have a meeting in one of the other months, we already have the dates. It's going to be the third Thursday. So let's not lose the room, for the third Thursday.
Right. I think the advantage of identifying the prime dates is we all have schedules, okay? I'm retired, but when I was working, I had much less flexibility mm-hmm. for my schedule. But even retired, we have a family reunion in the spring in North Carolina. We have a med cruise my son-in-law's parents in the summer. And all these things, if you don't book them in advance, they go up like crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So that's fine. So that's item six. We are going to have a November meeting.
Yes.
The target would be not to have a December meeting. But we're having a November meeting. So let's go through what the agenda items shall be. Number one, review and approval of the minute meetings for this meeting. Number two would be discussion of stormwater meetings and events. Number three, I would like to hear about an update on the FEMA, a brief one, because if I remember last time, Catalina Ridge was rejected, but we didn't have all the reasons why. So before the end of the year, I'd like to at least know, because it's been such a topic of conversation for years, what the objections were and how we get past it and go down the road again.
For clarification, it's the FEMA grant applications or the FEMA State of Arizona grant applications?
The grant applications for both Highlands and the Highlands Park. And Catalina Ridge,
or any of the ones that we have in the mix.
And that's right. Any of the ones that you have.
So, commissioners, I will just make a statement that for each one of those, we will bring these back, but they will be individual agenda items.
Okay.
Because we have.
But we can't do 4A, 4B anymore.
No, the agenda item needs to be very so that the Catalina Ridge folks, if they see the agenda, they recognize we're going to be talking about Catalina Ridge.
Okay,
see it a little bit differently.
So we'll break it out.
Yes,
so
we'll break it out.
Break it out as needed, but. There'll be a discussion of each of the ones, and you can enumerate them as makes sense.
Okay.
Can I ask what's the date on the November meeting?
It's the 21st.
It may be out, but as long as you have a quorum, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds right.
21st.
I'm going to be, No, I'm most likely going to be out, but no need to change the meetings, though. Keep it the same.
Okay, that'll be the meeting where we have fun. Okay, put that down here.
Don't bring brownies.
Mr. Chairman, if we are absent, can we tie in by phone sometimes?
Yes, we've done that in the past. So if you...
I'll get with Irina on that.
The phone went away. There used to be... I know there was a phone you could actually dial. Okay, answer. Okay.
I was looking for a tip.
That's
right. Magic.
Somebody on...
Please, let's continue on the
All right, that's
next
fine.
Steps agenda.
So November 21st will be the next item. We have the future agenda items. Any motion to adjourn?
Motion.
I would like to back up and possibly add an item of an updated meeting schedule of what the 6 months would look like.
Didn't we do that?
We did, but can we have a January? We start in January
and every other.
Yeah.
Starting in January.
We'll use the same format. We'll put, just as they do with the town council, we'll put canceled on those ones,
yes,
and we will make it public facing
yes,
on the website.
That's perfect.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yes. But we'd it would still be nice to be able to hold the room if we could, just in case.
We'll hold the room for everything after June 18th, because this room will be unavailable starting in January, while we go under construction in the CED building.
We get to sit in big boy seats.
You might like it enough that you want to stay.
That'll be nice. Those seats are cushy. They're air conditioned. All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Okay.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.